You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This episode of Phone Bill is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hey CITR, it's Sam Tudor here. Welcome to episode 22 of Phone Bill, which is a show where local artists and musicians get to play music that they love for an hour, and music that has influenced them, and music that influences the music that they make. So that's what I'm doing here. I've got some songs to play, and I'm looking forward to it. The first song I want to play is called Broken Hearted Coda by Joseph Chabison. It's from an EP he put out called the Anne EP. He put out an album that was just called Anne, that was an instrumental album, kind of exploring degenerative disease and his mom's experience with Parkinson's disease. And it's so beautiful and sad. And then this song is on the follow-up EP that he put out. I've been quite into new age music lately, like old meditation tapes and ambient albums. And I've also been pretty inspired by jazz music in the past few years. I've had quite a few roommates who were jazz musicians, and going to their shows and hearing them practice has helped me think about music in new ways. Joseph is kind of a perfect combination of those two pieces of influence, because he's using a lot of new age synths, but then he's a really beautiful, expressive saxophone player, and this song really moves me. And then right after that, I'm going to play the song Two by the band Flock of Dimes. I really like this song. I think the chorus is beautiful, and I love the synth that she uses. And I also like the sentiment, which is kind of exploring how you can maintain a sense of individuality and feel like a strong individual while also being absorbed into community and being part of community. And that's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately too. So here we go. Joseph Chabison, Broken Hearted Coda, into Two by Flock of Dimes. That was Two by Flock of Dimes, and right before that you heard Broken Hearted Coda by Joseph Shabison. My name's Sam Tudor, and I'm going to keep playing some music. The next song I have is Devotion by Tirza. My friend Jasper showed me Tirza. This album is produced by Mika Levy, who also is a composer, a film composer, and I did the music for Under the Skin. But part of the reason why I like this song and this album so much is it sort of feels like a pop album that never got finished. I love pop music and I really love pop choruses, and the production on this is just so cool because it sort of feels like all the pieces of a pop album are there, but they never really got glued together. But it's so sparse and skeletal and cool, and I'd never really heard a record like this before, so this is Devotion by Tirza. Okay, here we go.
So listen to me. 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 Yeah. solace.
I just want you to listen. I don't want the solution. I just want to explain things. I'm not looking for reactions. I'm not looking for acceptance. You can come to me with honesty. You can come to me with tenderness.
Oh, Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Hey, welcome back to Phone Bill. My name's Sam Tudor. I'm taking an hour to play music that I love and music that has influenced my own music. You just heard Tirza, Devotion, and then right after that I played Letting Go by Braids. Braids' 2015 album, Deep in the Iris, was a really big deal for me, and I still listen to that album all the time. Next up, I want to play a song called Passenger Plane by Bernice. I lived in Toronto for a couple years, and Bernice was one of the first bands that I saw live there, and they have such an interesting approach to pop music. A lot of them went to music school, and they take things really diagonally. They sort of turn it on its head, and they also, Robin and Felicity, who are two of the singers and songwriters in the band, have such beautiful voices, and they harmonize together so well. They've been doing it for years. And I was lucky enough to get Robin and Felicity to sing on my album, and that was really nice and really cool, especially because I'd admired them for a really long time and admired their music. And so, yeah, this is one of my favorite songs by Bernice. It's called Passenger Plane. And I heard that they accidentally pitched the song up a little bit in one of the exports and liked it so much they just decided to keep it. So I think that's a cool little tidbit. Anyway, this is Passenger Plane by Bernice.
A puffed edge hiding behind his glow, like your love passing through, foggy and steady and slow. Passenger plane in the black cloud hangs a green hose, watering a pedaling.
Oh,
Okay, that was Beverly Glenn Copeland, La Vita. Before that, you heard Bernice, Passenger Plane. I only discovered Beverly Glenn Copeland recently, as I think a lot of people did, and they've been making music for more than 30 years, and there's just so much life and hopefulness in the music, and I feel like I usually gravitate to sad songs, but listening to Beverly's music has been really, I've been like appreciating songs that are joyful. Okay, so next I'm going to do a run of three songs. The first song I'm going to play is a song by Evan J. Cartwright. Evan is a drummer in Toronto, mostly. He plays with a ton of different projects, including some of my favorite bands like US Girls and Charlotte Cornfield, and he's also a member of Tassiomancy. But he kind of quietly released this EP called Don't, and the songs on it, it's singer-songwriter and lots of guitar playing, but it really stuck with me. It feels kind of special. And then right after that, I'm going to play a song called The Cutting Edge by Dale Brito. Dale Brito is a Vancouver band. There's not really much about them to find out online or anything, but there's a very intricate way that they make their songs that I really like, and the chord changes are all really interesting, and sometimes when I'm playing on the guitar and I'm getting bored of the same thing I'm doing, I just ask myself, what would Dale Brito do in this situation, because it's a very sort of splintery, layered vibe that feels quite special. So that's going to be the second song, and then right after that I'm going to play Hiroshi Yoshimura's song Creek, which is off his album Green. I mentioned earlier that I've been pretty into New Age music and ambient albums, and this was one of the first songs that really got me interested in that kind of music. It's just so meditative, and the synths are very cool synth tones, and often when I'm playing around with synths, I'm sort of trying to figure out how Hiroshi Yoshimura created the sounds that he created. It's a peaceful listen. So this will be a pretty mellow set of three songs. So here we go.
Thank you. edges curling up again. The curtain edges curling up again. The curtain edges curling up again. The curtain edges curling up again.
That was Creek by Hiroshi Yoshimura from his album Green. It's I would definitely recommend listening to the rest of that album as well, especially if you're lying in the grass or something. So I have two songs left, and then I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to end it on a more upbeat, poppy note. The first song I'm going to play is called No Trespassing by the Roches, and this is a pop song from the 80s that, when I first heard it, I wasn't sure if I even liked it, but I kept coming back to it. There's something so strange about it, and the Roches are a trio of sisters, and their voices are very unique, and the mixing on this song is especially strange. The percussion is like, sounds like it's right next to your ear, and then the synths are all winding away in different directions, and what at first seems like a regular 80s radio hit feels like it's got something else going on. And the chorus is just awesome. And the chorus goes, "This sign says no trespassing unless it's you," which I like that sentiment. And then the last song I'm going to play is called Fade Away by Hannah Diamond. And Hannah Diamond is part of the PC Music Collective, which is sort of like was one of the pioneering hyperpop collectives. The late Sophie was a part of that group, and A.G. Cook is one of the main members of that group. And I think A.G. Cook produced this song by Hannah Diamond. And it's just kind of like a club banger, but it's still quite melancholy. And I think that's what I like and look for is like, if people can squeeze some melancholy in between the kick drum. So that's it. So thanks for listening, everyone, and here's my last two songs.
Okay, that was Hannah Diamond, Fade Away. That's it for me. You've been listening to Phone Bill, episode 22. My name's Sam Tudor. I've been playing music that's inspired me, and my album is coming out on May 7th. It's called Two Half Words, and I'm really looking forward to it. So thanks for listening, and